the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Today, on the Monster Broadcast, and Monday through Friday, annoying the gun-grabbing, un-American, freedom-haters and gun-grabbers, 6 days a week, seven when you consider that some stations air repeats and some delay it, so 7 days a week. We're annoying somebody, and the email coming in is proof positive. The liberal heads, the gun-grabber heads, are popping like zits out there across America. They can't take it. They're going crazy. They just can't handle hearing anything other than the regurgitation they hear from the mainstream media. Nobody's coming to get you. It's too much fun. If you're one of them and you want to toss it at me, please email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love getting the email. I love reading the email. I really, truly do. Keep it clean, and I may read it on the air. I read a portion of an email today. I'll get back to reading one later on. You never know. But I appreciate it very much. Also, USCCA On Air, you got to head over to USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. The Gun A Day giveaway today is a Ruger SR-1911 Commander. MSRP. $899, round it up. It's 900 bones. All you have to do is activate a USCCA membership, and you will be instantly covered by the nation's strongest legal and financial protection for responsible gun owners. Three different levels of protection for you. Silver, $300,000 in protection. Gold, $575,000 in protection. Platinum, up to $1.125 million in protection. That's what I have. Just picked up my wife hers back in April, end of April. So we're both covered. That's what responsible gun owners do. The coverage is available to you. Take advantage of it. The silver is as low as $13 a month or a one-time payment of $147. The gold is $22 a month or an annual payment of $247. The platinum is $30 a month or an annual payment of $347. It's less than your motorcycle insurance, okay? Or your boat insurance or whatever else. Just go ahead and get it. Protect yourself and your family so that you can go home. God forbid you have to use a gun to defend your life. And the Gun A Day giveaway, if you should activate today in the next 2 hours, 53 minutes, and 56 seconds, is an SR-1911 Commander from Ruger, valued at $899. One lucky grand prize winner is going to win 16 gold American Eagles, valued at roughly $22,000 to $23,000. So it's well worth it. And like Tim says in the video, this isn't like the lottery odds, all right? There's not millions of people doing this, so your odds are fairly strong that you might win at least one of these. You could win both. You never know. USCCAOnAir.com. Okay, I want to tell you a quick story, setting up my guest for the remainder of this hour, the great AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, welcome to the program, by the way. I'll introduce you, and then I'll tell you a quick story, because you wrote about it just recently. I think it's, in fact, your most recent column. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing great, buddy. Great to be with you.
Oh, you too, as usual. Let me tell you a quick story. I spent my first year in college in the University of Bridgeport in Connecticut. Bridgeport is Connecticut's largest city, and it is, by any measure, a dump. And I don't care how you slice it. And Bridgeport residents, I'm sorry, as much money as that state has, it is truly amazing to me that Bridgeport continues to remain the dump that it is. Very dangerous city. And when I was in college, there was Father Panic Village. May still be there, I don't know. But a terrible, terrible ghettos throughout the city of Bridgeport. And I tell this story a lot because I had a girlfriend up in Hartford where I graduated high school in Simsbury, Connecticut. I lived up in Connecticut for about a year and a half. You can consider the college year. I was there for about 2.5 years considering that. But graduated high school up there, then went to University of Bridgeport for a year before moving back down to Virginia. And I remember going up there one day on a bus up to Hartford because I didn't have a car. And AWR, I came back, took about a midnight bus back from Hartford, about an hour ride, hour and 20-minute ride from Hartford to Bridgeport. Had no money at all. Didn't have a nickel in my pocket, enough to get the ticket. Got to Bridgeport to the bus station and had no idea how I was going to make the remaining 2 miles from that bus depot to the campus. And between me and that campus was some of the worst housing projects in the nation. And I finally said, you know what, I got to hail a cab and lie to him. And I told the cab driver, I said, look, I've got money at the dorm. Just let me, you know, get me in and wait outside and let me run in. I'm just out of money. And the cab driver agreed to take me. It was about 2:30 in the morning. I was petrified. And he took me to the dorm. I got out. I ran inside, opened up the dorm room, locked the door behind me, and never have no idea whatever happened to the cab driver. But I made it home in one piece. AWR, that's a rough place, Bridgeport, Connecticut. And you just wrote a story about it today. Why?
Well, you know, they had, it was this morning, Eastern time, 1 a.m., they at a house party in Bridgeport, 13 people were shot when two gunmen opened fire. And none of the injuries are life-threatening. And I make that point just because that's a curiosity that someone's going to want to know, well, what are the status of these people? So none of the injuries are life-threatening. But what was interesting to me is that, see, this news never comes out, but Connecticut was ranked fifth most stringent gun control laws when Sandy Hook happened. See, that news is never reported. Chuck Todd.
That's a great point. You're right. That's a great point.
He seems to lose his ability to talk when that comes up. So that is not reported. What else, though, see, when you take that into account, after Sandy Hook, they took it to a new level. They passed universal background checks. They have a 2-week waiting period on long gun purchases, bans on possessions of assault weapons, on and on. All the garbage. You have to get an a lot on a gun. Like before I can buy the gun and do everything, I have to have a license that proves I'm eligible to own a gun. So basically, they have a license to exercise the Second Amendment. And none of this mattered. 13 people were shot last night, or excuse me, early this morning. And that's my point. This is a perfect example of why everyone goes, why does NRA fight expanded background checks? Why do gun owners of America fight what we want so bad? Here's why people fight these stupid laws. It's because they don't make any difference except for the difference they make in making it harder for law-abiding citizens to get guns. But they don't make any difference for the criminal. The people that opened fire early this morning had no trouble having the guns they used to open fire. And, you know, we just need to thank God that no one was hurt worse than they were. But it could have been a bloodbath, and the gun laws had nothing to do with it. Criminals will be criminals no matter what.
Do we know yet what kind of guns were used? Do we have any idea yet? Has that been reported?
I don't have any idea. And part of me wonders if it wasn't a small caliber gun because they shot 11 men and 2 women and no life-threatening injuries. I mean, you know, if you were shooting the right round or the right type of gun, you'd be, you know. And when I think right type of gun, I'm just going to say I'm not thinking AR-15 for any of the libs who are tuned in. That's not the right type of gun if I want to be sure that there's going to be a fatality. So I'm not so sure what the weapon was. And the police are asking anyone who might have details to call, and that's a reasonable request.
Yeah, you know, the Brady campaign. One thing I want to point out, and you made this very, very clear. Connecticut had the fifth most stringent laws. This was according to, by the way, love to give credit to them where it's due, right? The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence ranked them. I mean, this is a high-ranking state. We need these laws because we can do more to stop gun violence. We need to do this. I'm going to do this when I'm elected president. I'm going to stand up to the NRA, and we're going to institute background checks. We're going to stop gun violence in America. Just like the laws they have in Connecticut where Daniel P. Malloy stood up to the NRA.
Yeah.
And this. And this is on and on and on and on and on. This was not the only shooting in Connecticut yesterday.
Right.
This is the one
the
that made
is,
all the news.
None of these laws would have stopped Sandy Hook either. That's important to understand. Not only did being ranked fifth not stop Sandy Hook, but all the laws they passed afterward would not have stopped Sandy Hook because Adam Lanza stole his guns. That's another point that Chuck Todd and the rest of the gang on Sunday morning, they have trouble saying. but he stole his guns. He didn't go buy them at a gun show. And I'm not putting gun shows down. I'll go to one tomorrow if I can and buy a gun. So I'm not putting them down.
But well, you're going to the Crossroads show, aren't you?
He didn't do that. And see, and that's the other thing, too. Connecticut obliterated the quote-unquote gun show loophole. They require a background check at all gun shows. What's the outcome? 13 people shot this morning.
Yeah, and I want to point out, before we go to a break, as far as that gun show loophole is concerned, as long as you're buying a gun from a dealer at a gun show, you got a background check anyway.
Right, right.
There is no loophole. They just like to call it a loophole. But we'll be back with A.W.R. Hawkins right after this. He's written some great stuff. We're going to bring his written Breitbart News columns to life in his own voice right after this. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Vice President of the United States actually told women facing an attack to just empty their shotguns into the air. Honestly, have they lost their minds over at the White House? You keep your advice. We'll keep our guns.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster studios with you, Minnesota fairgoers. I can see you walking by the 1280 AM The Patriot booth right this second. Been there, heading back up there 1 week from today to bring this program to you live from the Minnesota State Fair at the 1280 booth that you're probably standing there. I can see you guys standing there walking by right now. And I'm looking forward to that. So next week's monster broadcast of Armed American Radio, we are moving the Crossbreed Holster Studios, as we have now, for half a decade. This will be the fifth time, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I have to go back. I believe it's five times that we've broadcasted this program from the Minnesota State Fair. Sitting outside, we're going to be under the stars with you out there on the Midway as you're walking by. Make sure to come on out, say hello. A number of you do, and I appreciate it very much. We will be there at 1280, our great affiliate, 1280 AM The Patriot. We're talking to you. I can see you now, and if you're in the same spot, I know you are. I know there's cheese curds, the fried cheese curd stand is just right across from it. You know, those are things you just can never get, at least in my parts anyway, until you get up there for the fair. And for those of you who sent me the emails with the new food on a stick for this year's fair, I do appreciate it. There's some crazy stuff on there. Maybe if I get some time in a third hour, I'll read it out. But we will be there with you next week, the Monster Broadcast, live from the Minnesota State Fair. Right there where you are right now listening to the show, boom out through those speakers at the booth right there. Really, really looking forward to that. Do it every year. And Lee Michaels and the rest of the crew out there, looking forward to that stuff. All right, we're talking with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, we were just talking about the insanity of the, I don't know, you know, what do you call the laws? You know, the draconian gun laws in Connecticut. It's not even a feel-good, false. It's just we've got to do something. It doesn't matter just so we can say we've done something. And, of course, none of that works. We're talking about the 13-shot in your column in Breitbart, 13-shot at house party in gun-controlled Connecticut. Next one I'm going to cover with you. He wrote this. This popped up about, oh, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 hours ago. But Donald Trump shooting an AR-15 with North Carolina law enforcement. Did he get hurt? Is he okay? Yeah. I was worried about him when I found that out. Those evil black guns, I make sure he's okay.
Yeah, well, the sheriff in the county, which I do not know how to pronounce. I'll have to be honest. It's maybe Iredell, I-R-E-D-E-L-L. The county sheriff said, just basically commented on how good a shot Trump was. But Trump laughed that off, just said he gets a lot of practice. And he talked about the fact, though, again, he always brings it back to his family. Talked about how his sons are far better shots than even he is. But it was a beautiful thing for this reason. You've got Trump going to a Fraternal Order of Police rally to show support for law enforcement, and he arrives early. And, you know, what's he do with his early time? He gets one of them to let him borrow an M4, which is an AR-15 variant, and he shoots it up. And, I mean, when's the last time you heard of a president doing that? So it's a good deal.
Well, Obama, I saw a picture of Obama shooting at Camp David.
Oh, right, I forgot. Shooting the, what appeared to be a long-barreled 410 with exhaust ports put in the end of it, I remember. So he didn't have to have much kick. But, yeah, I remember that.
He didn't want to hurt his shoulder, you know.
Right.
I'll leave that one alone.
Well, the last time, though, let's be honest, you brought up the Obama picture. Last time you saw something that funny. It was, I believe it was, what's his name? Our Secretary of State, John Kerry.
Yeah, with the tags on his outfit.
Field, walking out of field and had someone behind him carrying the goose. So that's about it.
I think he had the Cabela's tags still on his little uniform, you know, his little uniform.
But he's a regular avid hunter, yeah.
All right, well, as you point out, as you always do at the end of each one of your columns, and this is what makes these great. Breitbart News previously reported, and that would be you, that Trump is a lifetime member of the NRA and concealed permit holder. On April 11, 2015, Trump told Breitbart News that the Second Amendment must be maintained in its strongest form. So I'm going to kind of dovetail this now because we're on Trump right now. So let's stay there for a few minutes. A lot of A lot of news out this week. It was a different week this past week than it was 2 weeks ago when I had to call you for some support, wasn't it? We've had a, from the Republican standpoint, we've had a very strong week this week, have we not?
Yeah, we've had a huge shift. I mean, you know, if you, I follow, as you know, from when you called me, we even talked about it that day. I follow an LA Times poll that I just like, right. And it doesn't mean that the fact that I like it means other polls aren't any good. It's just, I like to, if you jump poll to poll to poll, sometimes it's hard for me to get a clear picture. But if I stick with that one poll and just watch the movement in that one poll, I seem to, I can see what's happening, at least with the people they're polling. And, you know, I think that poll went from 2 weeks ago, Hillary up two, maybe three, to you calling me on the day that they announced that Hillary was only up by 1.2, to today, Trump is up by two, a complete right. swing, as you say. And so, you know, what you've seen with Trump, in my opinion, is he has refused to change in his own words because he says who he is who the people want. But at the same time, and this is just my opinion, at the same time, he appears that he is focused and has decided that these are certain topics here that are of the greatest importance. I'm going to stay on point with those. I'm going to hammer them with those. And just like he did Tuesday night, when he hammered the Democrat Party and said, you have taken advantage of black Americans across this country, but especially in the inner city. You've promised them a bill of goods and you haven't delivered. You've delivered poverty. You've delivered dependence instead of independence. And I'm going to change that. That's his message, and he needs to keep putting it out there.
And it's resonating, and he's staying very much on topic with his use of a prompter at most of these events. And might I add, too, that he is drawing thousands. He's turning away more people at these rallies than Hillary Clinton is drawing. And by the way, we wouldn't know that because Hillary Clinton has been resting over the last few days. She has somewhat disappeared, but she did show up at a fundraiser with Obama in Martha's Vineyard. And I understand now, there's a great picture up on Drudge Report, by the way, that Obama is finally going to go down to Louisiana and end his summer vacation up there on the right. Vineyard, where he rounded out a 10th round of golf today. And hey, you know, you want to play golf on vacation? I don't have a problem with that. But, well, not too much time to go in. But there's a great picture on the cover of the Drudge Report of him standing on top, photoshopped, of course, on top of a BMW underwater taking a chip shot. And it right. says Obama returning from summer vacation. So Trump did something, I think, that turned the campaign. I think we'll probably look back at that moment that he decided to show up and act like a president in Louisiana right. while Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama ignored it. And you know the reason they got away with that was because the mainstream media is on their side and not hammering them. Now, we've got about 15 seconds left before we go to a break. So, AWR, when we come back, what I'll do is just let people know that we're going to pivot over to some more of your columns because you've written so many of them. The hour is not enough to get at them. So I'm going to kind of cherry pick some of these as we go down. But one of them is a Democrat citing a 1997 gang-related shooting for gun control out in California. Of course, this is a California Democrat, and it couldn't get any sillier than that. And we'll find out, did he really mean to do that? Did he make a mistake? Or is this just Democrat being a socialist Democrat? Back right after this. We hate your guns. Look what happened in 97. We'll be right back.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, I'm one of the USCCA's 135,000 proud members, and like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a gun is our God-given freedom. And in honor of the 4th of July, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber, no matter what you choose, you can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. Just think, you could get that gun you've always wanted, plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, as I do every single week here on the MonsterCast. 8 years running, we've never missed a live broadcast. You have never, ever once gotten a repeat show. Very, very proud of that. Unheard of after 8 years. That's great. And we appreciate you tuning in. And I really do appreciate all the engagement from listeners. Both sides of the aisle, baby. Love reading the letters from those of you from the liberal left perspective, man. Send them on. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Keep it nice. All right. Keep your language down if you can, if you can control it. Some of you have a tough time. I know, facts are tough things, and it can upset you because it always resorts to, well, what's wrong with everybody having health care type of argument. But that's okay. I understand. Send me the letters. I appreciate it. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. It really does bring a smile to my face to read them, especially when you try to rip me apart. I just love it because that's pretty much all you've got when it comes to the facts that we talk about on Armed American Radio, such as all the feelings you have about wanting to do something. I do appreciate it. It's nice to have those feelings, I guess. All right, A.W.R. Hawkins, welcome back to the program. One thing I want to point out, you, myself, and Mr. Stephen Gutowski, who will also be on this show later, will all be speaking on a panel together at the Gun Rights Policy Conference down in Tampa on September 23rd and 24th. And I'm looking forward to seeing you down there. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I look forward to it, too. It is going to be fun. And
the gun lobby meets there.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So the gun lobby
it really is.
To talk about what the gun control lobby is doing to take away our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, this is, and by the way, you can go. You can visit. All you've got to do is head down there if you want information on it, saf.org. Register. It's free to go. They've got cut rates for you at the DoubleTree at Hilton down there in Tampa right by the airport. You don't even need a car. You can take a shuttle right from the airport to the hotel. It's right around the corner. That would be in my hometown. Lots of fun right around the corner from the Crossbreed Holster AM 860. The Answer Studios will be broadcasting maybe a daytime show and definitely the Sunday Monster broadcast from that studio on Sunday that weekend. We do appreciate AM 860, my great hometown station down there, affiliate, 930 AM Sarasota. You guys are awesome. Looking forward to being down there. A couple other things, too. AWR is going to be there and many, many others. We'll have the schedule of speakers out for you soon, but visit saf.org and sign up and come down and meet us. It's a lot of fun. Now, regarding Breitbart.com, everything that we're talking about here you can read at Breitbart.com because I'm simply giving you the stories that AWR covers, some of the best ones that he covers throughout the week. And this one brought a tear to my eye. It was, and not because I was sad, but because it was hilarious. Democrat cites 1997 gang-related shooting for gun control. What in the world is up with this?
No, it's true. Speaker Anthony Rendon, the Assembly Speaker, he cited the death of his cousin, who was 16 years old at the time, as justification for passing Gunpocalypse in June. For those unfamiliar with it, those were 10 pieces of legislation, seven of which were signed into law, six on July 1 and the seventh on July 22 by the California governor. But Rendon said that the shooting death of his cousin in 1997 was a motivator. Now, if you take it at face value, and that's as deep as the media is going to go with it, you think, well, maybe there were some. It's still a stretch no matter how you look at it, but maybe there was something. But when you get into the details, you find out it was a gang-related shooting. You find out his cousin was graffitiing a wall at the moment that it happened. You hear Rendon in his own words say that his cousin was involved with people who were gang members, that he was hanging out with the wrong crowd. And then Rendon, though, he covers his bases by saying he doesn't know if his cousin was a gang member or not. So that type of individual who died that type of death, who was involved in those type of activities, that's the individual that Rendon thinks of when he thinks of passing laws that will restrain the freedoms of law-abiding citizens, and that's what he's doing.
Powerful stuff from AWR Hawkins. I want to point out, too, I've got to take my shot here. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't. And liberals might want to close your ears. Your heads might want to pop when you hear this, okay? I'm sorry, but again, facts. They're really stubborn things that you don't like to hear. And this is according to the Los Angeles Times. Rendon said that going to Armando's funeral taught him that, quote, this can happen to any family. Now, no, it can't happen to any family. It can happen to a family where the kid is gangbanging, running around with the wrong crowd, spray-painting graffiti. My children don't do that. And my kids aren't going to be gangbanging, and it can't happen to any family. It can happen. I'll go ahead, AW. You want to say something?
No, you're exactly right. See, I said that out loud when I was reading to write that piece. When I read that quote, I said, "No, it can't. It can happen to your family if your kid likes to tackle neighborhood watch guards in the night and bang their heads against the asphalt. Then yes, it can happen to your family. It can happen to your family if your kid or your cousin is a gangbanger, as you say, Mark. Then yes, it can happen in your family. It can happen in your family if your family member likes to pull a gun on police and tell them to F off. Then yes, it can happen in your family. But if you're doing your job as a parent, you know where your kid is tonight. You just ate dinner at the dining room table before the show started. You're going to see each other at breakfast in the morning. You're going to see each other tomorrow night for dinner again. You got some kind of structure, and you're watching what they do, not only with their designated time, school and otherwise, but with their free time. If you're acting like a parent doing those things, it's honestly going to be really difficult for it to happen in your family.
Yeah, and to stretch out 1997 and to think about it, and this is the absurdity of this is the brilliance of AWR Hawkins, by the way, who picked this up instantly. And that was, well, wait a minute. What mindset, what is going through this Democrat socialist mind when he's contriving 7-8 new gun control pieces of legislation. He's thinking of criminal activity.
Right.
And what he's passing and what is going to be signed wouldn't stop the criminal activity. It will only stop you. And that will fly over the radar of most people, AWR. They won't pick that up because, like you said, the mainstream press won't cover it like you just did.
Right. And see, the thing is, he had another cousin who was killed who was involved in a dispute. L.A. Times admits that. And he was estranged from the family, and a lot of things had gone on there. But at the scene where he was shot, they found the pistol, a .45 pistol. That was also a .97. Here's my thing. A .45 pistol in '97, there's not, to my memory, and someone could prove me wrong probably with some crazy example, but it wasn't common to have a double stack 45 in '97. A 45 at that time most likely held seven rounds. If you count one in the chamber, maybe eight. So now this guy uses that murder to justify passing a high-capacity magazine ban, assault weapons ban, ammunition background checks, on and on we go. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, people aren't even using the tools that Democrats claim they use to commit crime. He wasn't using an AR-15. He wasn't using an AK-47. Just using an old beat-up 45 in a dispute, he got killed. So these gun controls won't even work. They won't. Not only do they not work in theory, but in practice, practically. They do not work. We saw it in Connecticut, and we'll see it again and again with the gun controls that Grindin has passed in California.
Yeah, California is really a petri dish. They're growing a lot of draconian laws in that petri dish of gun control in California right now. We're going to have a lot to talk about in California as we see some of the garbage as it moves 8, 10, 12 months into this. And we can look back at this. The fight is just beginning. Yet again, it's very sad what good law-abiding people have to go through in California. This is what progressive liberalism does. This is the petri dish of garbage that it creates. And I think I said before that it flies over the radar. I meant to say flies under the radar. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue with A.W.R. Hawkins' very disturbing piece from animal rights activists, you know, leftists. And it's always the leftists, all right? Wishing death on a 12-year-old female hunter. Absolutely incredible stuff. And you can take this to the bank, too. After the elections, it won't be the college Republicans rioting. That much I can promise. We'll be right back.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, wrapping up this hour of Armed American Radio. I'm telling you, the individual hours are the fastest hours in radio, no question about it. We're talking with AWR Hawkins, and because this is one of the shorter segments of the program, we're going to jump right back in. AWR, welcome to the show. Breitbart.com is where you can read everything AWR writes and most of the things we cover. We go down a few rabbit holes, you know, sometimes, but that's okay. Most of what we're talking about with you is coming from the pages of Breitbart that you can read at Breitbart.com. AWR Hawkins, welcome back, my brother.
Oh, thank you, pal. Great to be with you.
Animal rights activists wish death upon 12-year-old female hunter. This is a disturbing story on many different levels, but it is no longer shocking to me in this upside-down world. While it disturbs me, none of this shocks me. And this, I'll let you tell the story, but she posed, let's just set it up. She posed for a photo, this 12-year-old hunter, in South Africa on a big game hunt with a giraffe that she killed on this hunt legally. Take it away.
Right. Well, and then you had one person respond and calls her a murderer. You know, right. People don't understand language. You can't murder an animal. Murder applies to the killing of a human. That's just that's an aside. It makes me mad that people are ignorant. But number two, then they really step it up. And somebody responded to the photo by saying that after this 12-year-old gets shot, he would like to take a picture holding her head in his hand, that would make him look heroic. And he mocks her. He goes, "Don't you think?" And it's somewhere between a "I hope this happens to you" post and a "ha ha, I'm going to scare you to death" post. And the good news is the little 12-year-old didn't flinch. She said, "None of this makes me want to quit hunting." And so, you know, the big man on campus failed. So his post fell on deaf ears, except for the lunatics, of course, that he shares views with. But it is absolutely crazy. Rack'em Up Hunts does a lot of hunts for this particular hunter. Mark, Martin U, Martin A. He was on Fox News talking about it, and
he was great too. He was great.
Yeah, he was kind of encouraged. You know, they were kind of encouraging him. Hey, we know you do these hunts, but why not put the photos on? And he said, why? And instead, he said, well, why not put the photos on the internet? He goes, I'm not going to cower down to this politically correct crowd. He's the exact kind of person we need. That 12-year-old hunter, that little girl is the exact kind of hunter we need. And see, what happens here is the left bumps up against what they hate. It's called reality. But in reality, kids enjoy hunting. And this 12-year-old not only enjoys it, she loves it. There's nothing they can do about it. They can threaten her. They can do whatever. But, hey, guess what? She's still in the game. But shame on the cowards. And I hope if you're listening, I'm right here. Shame on you for calling out that little 12-year-old and at least acting like you're threatening her life. Shame on you for being that big of a coward.
And something else I want to point out here, too, because this Mark Matinew, or Matinow, I apologize for not...
I think Matinow would be right. You're
right. Matinow, okay. Right. Matinow, maybe right. All right, here's the exact quote from your piece. It says, a Fox anchor acknowledged the quote-unquote noble cause of feeding people in need, but asked why they put the photos on social media when doing so causes such a firestorm. And you state, Matinow responded, quote, well, why not? I'm tired of this political correctness. I'm not about to cower down from doing something we've always done. And here's the kicker. Here's the operative statement right here. Man has done this since the beginning of time.
That's it. And see, something you touched on, Mark, and it's a failure on my part. When you first brought this up, I should have made this point. After the 12-year-old shot the giraffe, of course, there are parts of that giraffe, skin and bone and the head that you would take, and perhaps all of the skin if you're going to stuff the whole animal. You would take that and use that for a trophy. But what people don't understand, that doesn't impact the bone that is left and the meat that is left. That girl donated that giraffe. It was so big, she donated that giraffe to a nearby village. It fed the whole village. So here you have these crying heart liberals. the giraffe is dead. They don't understand. The death of that giraffe met the need that they're always talking about taking care of the poor, about reaching out to the less fortunate. With one bullet, that 12-year-old girl fed an entire village. Again, I call out the cowards who make fun of her.
Yeah, great stuff. And I guess the guy was saying that as he was eating a steak dinner as well.
Right.
You know, that cute
right.
little cow. These people are just boneheaded morons. And it is fun to point this out. And that's why when you write stories like this, it's wonderful. Now, one more piece I want to cover with you here that is as disturbing, maybe even more so. And I want to read the quote, the title of your piece. Again, you can see this. It's all at Breitbart.com. Psychology Today, persuading minds for gun control like persuading minds for climate change. Now, anybody knows me knows my disdain for this ridiculously bogus climate change coverage. Now, here is a quote that, coming from your piece, convincing Americans to support gun control with past efforts, comparing convincing Americans to support gun control with past efforts to convince Americans that cigarettes were dangerous. And here's a quote. The challenge of convincing people that gun ownership is not safe is not unique in the history of public health. And that's key. Public health is key to what we're talking about, because that's how they're trying to frame you as a gun owner, a threat to public health. Quoting, decades ago, people were very unwilling, and many still are, to accept the abundance of scientific evidence that cigarette smoking is unsafe. Armed with much of the same evidence, many more people today accept the scientific consensus that cigarette smoking is a health hazard than in the 1950s when the evidence was just beginning to emerge. What they're trying to do is equate your gun ownership to inhaling cigarette smoke as a threat to public health. Secondhand gun ownership, maybe, AWR?
Yeah, it's all malarkey. You know it and I know it. But, yeah, seeing what they do this whole time, what they're really doing is they're exalting what they call quote-unquote scientific evidence. Well, the problem is they're talking about sciences that aren't exactly precise. They're talking about sciences that don't really prove, but rather they theorize. And yet they want to prove theories. They want to explain theories as fact, even though the science itself can't do that. And in many cases, as you know, particularly on climate change, the science has been completely debunked. So, but you're exactly right. So now The gun owner is the new Marlboro man. So now the gun owner is the person who thinks Al Gore is a kook. So now the gun owner is the person who believes you shouldn't get your kids vaccinated for a certain type of disease. I mean, those are the kinds of things Psychology Today pushed in that article. And I only wrote the piece because they deserve to be shamed for it. And if I hadn't written the piece, if some other people hadn't written pieces, no one would have ever read the Psychology Today piece. So I wrote it just so they could get the shame they deserve for making those claims.
And thank you for doing that. With that, it's a perfect place to end this segment of Armed American Radio. AWR Hawkins, thank you so much for everything that you do and for your support here as a regular contributor, as Armed American Radio's political analyst. Great work at Breitbart. You can read everything he writes at Breitbart.com. You can follow him on Twitter at AWR Hawkins and Facebook.com, AWR Hawkins. All right out there for you to take. Go educate yourself. And believe me, after reading this piece from AWR, it's not going to be long. The progressive, socialist, gun-grabbing, un-American, freedom-hating left is going to start finding doctors who will be able to prescribe vaccinations for you to keep you from being a gun owner. Don't put it past them, folks. You never know. Next, a roundtable. Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon and David Kodria. We'll be right back. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to find yourself.
Just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.